When the boat is rocking, don't come a knocking. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I think it better call
him.
Ooh, yes. Call Tyrone, please.
Call him collect now.
Call him from jail. Actually, he'd be calling you from jail. Hey, guys, welcome. It's Sunday night. It's the Real Housewives of Atlanta panel. Thank you for joining us. I am your main host, Leon Castillo. Thank you for coming and join us tonight. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon. We have a full panel, the real panel. This is what you're gonna get on from now till the end. This is what you're gonna have, girls.
What's up, guys? I'm Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me everywhere at Erica D. Edwards.
And what's up, everybody? I'm the new one here. Woo! I'm Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram, Conversation Piece, and Twitter, Miss Conversation Piece. Oh, sorry, M-I-S-S, Convo Piece. It's too much. they wouldn't let me spell out the whole name, so here we are.
Well, welcome.
Welcome. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is the full panel. This is the real panel. This is what you're going to get on. From the next, from now on until we're done.
Forever.
Until it's over.
Forever, ever.
Until the season is over, until Kenya Moore shows us her husband. We're jumping right in. It is episode 7. Sheree is finishing that basement. And Portia is going on a date. And Cynthia, it has a cross wall. We just jump right in. Everyone is all over the place. Mm-hmm. But it starts off with Lake Bailey as well. So Sheree is finishing that basement, finally.
Well, she came in to the show slaying with that hair.
Sheree's hair has been on point every single episode.
Well, except for the confessional. I wasn't feeling the
blonde wig.
The storm look.
And that ponytail, too.
I like the ponytail.
I've liked everything except for the blonde wig. I think she's been doing it, everything.
I don't think it was so much the hair. It was the bronzer. It was like bronzer overload. It was too much.
Bronzo highlighter. Yeah. We need to ease up on that. We get a little crazy because it's really in right now to have a good highlighter on. You know what I mean?
There's no such thing as taking up.
Well, actually, the golden rule is before you leave the house, take one thing off.
Yes.
Oh, that's good to know.
Oh.
I don't know who said that, but someone important said it in fashion.
Someone did it.
Speaking of fashion, we're doing some house fashion. So Sheree was finishing up her basement because we know Kenya went down there and put her on blast. Mm-hmm. And Cynthia was showing off her Lake Bailey house, a little cross wall. And I like that bedroom with the little library and the couch.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think has the better house?
Out of all the housewives? I really like Cynthia's.
I don't know. I'm feeling Nene's. I'm not even gonna lie.
Nene's is very LA.
I like it. I like it.
Cynthia's is like a kickback house. Like, it's just very comfortable. But I also really like Sheree's.
I feel like Cynthia is too far out. I don't want to go to a lake.
Oh, see, no, I like that.
I know what you mean.
That's like okay for a summer house, but like, girl, I just want to chill and
kick it. It's a kind of place, though, when you come over, you spend the night.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not trying to pack a bag. Exactly.
My antisocial stuff.
Erica doesn't
want
to spend the night. Yeah. Well, like Drew said, it's a comfortable house. It's one that some people feel comfortable in. Like Kenya, talking about her grandmother's funeral, which was very touching. Something real, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot. Kenya's been in the press right now and in the hot seat for not giving us some realness. We want to see this husband, and he's missing right now. So it's nice to see this nice side, this real side. This is what we relate to when it comes to Kenya, the family issues.
Yeah,
I really like that. I really liked that Cynthia finally had the nerve to be like, I should have been at your wedding. Because when were you going to say that to your supposedly best friend? So I like the fact that they were honest with her. Like, yeah, the girls were talking about you.
Truth finally came out.
And, you know, and she kind of gave a spin to her answer, but I was still unclear as to the real reason why Cynthia couldn't have been there or she couldn't have met him or whatever. So
I don't think it's fair to play Kenya like that, because if you remember when Kim was on the show and she was dating
Big Papa,
he was not there for a while.
Because he's married.
Yeah. Okay, but... And she was pretty clear that that was not like the right thing to do, yeah. but it was just something that she was doing.
Yeah, and realistically, it's one thing to say you're seeing a married man. Yeah, yeah okay.
She got dragged for it.
Exactly. Close your legs to married men. Exactly. It's another thing to be like, I have a husband, but you my friend, and you can't yeah. see him.
I think whether we see him or don't see him, Cynthia it's still an issue. Him. Yeah, yeah. Cynthia should have either been there or she should have met him by now. Like Cynthia said, like, dang girl, I was just in New York the other day. I could have had lunch with him. Like, even if he's not on camera, it's still weird to me that, like, the housewives haven't met him. Because, obviously, we know some, a lot of them really are actual friends. It's not just for the show. Kenya and Cynthia being a pair of friends who are legitimately friends beyond, you know, the show and the ratings. So, it is, I mean, it is weird to me that Cynthia...
I think it has to do with them being on the show. He doesn't want to be attached to the show. So, but she's on the show.
She could have met him. I mean,
They had time to talk about it, girl. They got married. I think he knew what he was getting himself into. Mm-hmm. But I do think, you know, you are part of this woman's life. Give her a little bit.
Right, yeah. exactly. Because he sounds like somebody, you know, like you the side piece. Because how are you not going to be able to meet her friends? I forget the show. Forget the cameras. Forget anything. There's a down season. Have snacks with Cynthia. That's
the wedding in general is just wild for me. Because, like, not even her, like, dad was there. So, I don't know. It's just weird. I guess we're just going to have to grin and bear it, but exactly. I'm glad Cynthia brought it up.
It's a weird situation, but Bravo's trying to convince us that Cynthia and Kenya are best friends, so we're just rolling with it.
Exactly.
At least there was a little truth that came out. You know, Kenya did bring up that Matt was a reason that she's not really trying to hang out with Mr. Daly in the state of Atlanta because she had to put a restraining order on him. I'm not sure entirely how dramatic that is. I know it's accurate.
That sounded like...
A good excuse, right?
Not even that good.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, I'll let you have it for a moment.
I'll let you have it for 2 more weeks, girl. Well, 2 more weeks. That's all you got.
I'm just thinking if your boo had a crazy ex, would you want her to be able to find
I would not
you?
Be in New York in a different state.
Yeah. If I had a boo in Atlanta and she had a crazy ex that was in Atlanta, I would feel weird about leaving my boo in Atlanta.
Exactly. I'm not going to be kicking it thousands and miles away in a different time zone while you there with your crazy stalking ex who comes into your home. I mean, I agree with you on that.
I will say it was a good excuse. Like,
timing-wise,
if that was an off-the-dome excuse, like, props to Kenya, because that was
smart. It was pre-written and thought of. But all that being said, she gets a couple more weeks. I'm going to let her slide. I'm not going to dog her for 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks, girl.
Well, she said the receipts are coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm okay with not seeing Mark on the show if somebody on the show sees Mark in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I need another housewife.
I need to see Mark more than just on Instagram. That's just me. I don't know.
I think I must be weird because all of my friends don't meet my guy like right off the bat. I mean, married, but
are you married? They don't meet my guy either, but I'm not married. So.
But they kind of elope though. Like, I kind of feel Kenya. Like, keep it under wraps until you got all the way solid.
But eventually, you know, bring him out to play.
That's a good point. Maybe I just changed my marriage status on Facebook. I'm married now. And then y'all don't ever have to see him. I'll never post a photo. I'll just get credit for
being on social media though.
For being married. But I'm just saying, like, if my friends never meet him, they're not gonna believe me either. And they love me.
Well, I don't trust these girls.
Kenya said the receipts are coming, so I know y'all are trying to pull out the receipts. You'll get them eventually.
I'm ready.
And you know what? Something that has stuck out to me while we're watching these episodes, waiting for Mr. Daly, I did see on Watch What Happens Live, you know, NeNe's all about answering questions these days. Mm. And someone asked her, do you believe the relationship is real? And she said, yes, I do believe it's real. Kenya's relationship is real and you will see. So I have faith that we are going to get a glimpse of Mr. Yeah. Daly. We're going to get some good drama. And we move right on to Portia. Girl and Sheree. Girl, are you married? That's not really what she said. But Portia's got some jokes.
I mean, Sheree has terrible taste in men. I mean...
She really does. I mean, if we look at the track record, it clearly shows.
And her life coach. I mean, he didn't really... I mean, he needs to step it up a notch.
Yeah.
What's going
no.
on?
No, well, the life coach was kind of in the dark. We'll get there till the end of the episode. But right now... We need to know, is she married? Because it's all up on the blogs.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had on a wifey t-shirt. I think she's just hoping. I don't think she's married.
Well, the Jailhouse Rock is playing, and you better call Tyrone.
Those photos are hilarious to me because they give me, like, so funny. You know, like, early 2000s, 90s, when it was, like, popular to take pictures with your boo, like, at, like, JCPenney or something, and y'all be wearing the matching, like, Jordans and, like, belly. Yeah, and you'd be posing real. That's what that gave me, and I was getting, like, hardcore, like, flashbacks, and I was like, we need to bring that back. Maybe not up in the jail, but
it was giving me some New Jersey Housewives. Yeah. Teresa in the gray outfit photographing. Yeah. They did a whole photo shoot at the jail.
I love it.
I'm sorry, but don't you have to be married to get the conjugal visit?
She already said she hasn't gotten any. So she said she hasn't. Mm. She's not sleeping with him.
But she V has a point. Don't you have to be in some way related to someone to see them, especially if they're
No, you can see them. Conjugal means you're sleeping with them, but she definitely can see them, and it kind of depends on, especially federal prison doesn't have the same.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If he's in, like, the prison, real house, there's probably some rules.
Not in the real house.
There's people that, like, date people in prison and they visit them.
Yeah,
they're not, like, related or anything.
Yeah, you don't have to be. You can date people.
Guys, let's all date someone from prison.
No.
Is there an app that I can download?
I mean, Pen Pal app.
Whatever.
You know, I think there actually is an app for dating people in prison.
Oh my gosh.
No, what is that app?
Don't tell me. I'll be too curious.
People out there, find me that app, dude. Because a brother that'll call, maybe text you. Well, I guess he can't text you, but if he'll call you, that's a good thing.
Well, everybody's looking to love. Everyone is looking to love. Everyone's looking for love. Portia's even hired a matchmaker. And she's being a vegan. And she's blaming everything on being a vegan, including being horny.
She's down for the swirl now.
She said she wants a veggie orgy. And I was like,
sorry not to interrupt. It's not an app. It is a website, though, called meetaninmate.com.
Meetaninmate.com. Ooh, why am I writing that down? But I am.
Meetaninmate.com, baby.
Whatever. It's hard times in Los Angeles. I'm not messing with you guys.
You know what? If Sheree could do it, we can do it too, okay?
I think somebody's going to be faithful for the next 2 years.
What crimes are off limits?
Okay, that's between me and my babe.
Yeah, we don't want to get into the rules. We don't want to get into the rules now. Portia's been divorced for 5 years, you guys.
Yeah, it's about time she gets some.
I forgot that she'd been divorced for 5 years.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't realize it was that long, actually.
My favorite part of that whole scene with the matchmaker was she was like, well, you know, I'm open to other races. And she went, Oh, neat.
Oh, my God. I loved it. Because they were totally Southern white belles that were slightly shocked by that. They were like, oh no.
Wow.
Now we got to get our white man. What are we going to do?
The part that trips me out is like, all right, now we're going to look at your house. I'm like, wait. Do you have to, like,
I don't blame them. They might not have a lot of black clients. They might want to know. Like, we need to know what we're getting into before we hit you. Introduce you to some Southern white man. We need to know what you're working with.
That's why they took a tour of the house.
I need to see your closet. I need to see your bathroom. And
it is a good thing that they did because they were scared by her wigs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. They were frightened when they saw all of
her. I would be scared. Like, what is going on here?
They're like, this is overwhelming.
She said the playground is a wiener downer.
She did. She was very adamant. Here's the thing, though. Portia needs to be better because if that was me, if I had that in my house and I have this little baby niece with my sister and my niece lives up in my house, I'd be like, oh, I have this because, you know, my niece lives here.
I know.
This is my niece's room.
Portia doesn't do that, though.
No, she's hoping for twins.
She is, but she's okay with looking crazy.
Portia probably
That's
have,
what
like,
I'm trying to say. Is she can't give us anything
crazy.
Normal.
Portia might, like Kenya, they might only have 8 to 10 eggs left, and you have to be prepared. And you have to let no people know up front, I'm trying to have a kid.
That's fine, but there is a difference between being up front and then just being cuckoo. And she's cuckoo. Sometimes it's
okay, she is cuckoo, but I don't feel like having 18 wigs makes her crazy.
No, I wasn't talking about the wigs.
I was impressed by the wigs.
I'm talking about the playground. There's a playground in the backyard. There's two rooms that are made up for kids. Like, the matchmaker does have a point.
It's called the law of attraction.
You know what?
She bought the house like that. It's not like she painted it.
It's the law of attraction.
No, she said she painted it, didn't she?
I thought she moved in and it was already there.
Okay, never mind. Then you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. But she didn't remove it because she's trying to attract it into her life, people. That's what we learn here in Los Angeles.
Girl, that is true. You can be wild and just like, you gotta be like the rest of us. Like, mask your crazy. Be like, oh, my niece lives here. This is her room.
Exactly.
This is her playroom.
That's good.
I do reveal that I'm crazy later on down the road.
Yeah, you gotta reel them in a little bit first. Yeah. Not like, this is for our twins.
Right, and you can't show them the wigs up front either. You just gotta sleep in the wig.
That's true.
I'm not risking it. pay too much money for that. You're going to see.
Thank you. You need to see the braids. You need to see me as a cornrow.
You're going to see this silk wrap and you're going to respect it.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of expensive wigs, Cynthia comes out and she's hanging out with Peter. Ugh. I'm like, oh, girl, yes. Come on.
Her wig was killing it in that scene. I was like,
she looks so good.
You know what? Yes. This is what I love about Cynthia. Cynthia's like, let me just stunt on my ex-husband real quick. Like, let me look like a snack, roll up in here on this construction site.
This episode was all about Cynthia. 50 Cent in the house.
Right. I think she wants Peter still.
She better.
She does. In her mind, Uncle Ben is looking good.
Well, she said that.
I think Peter she's kind of regretting the divorce right now.
As he should.
She's regretting it. I don't know if she's regretting it. I do think she's open to it.
I think she's still.
Oh, I thought you said Peter.
Yeah, with Peter.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I think Peter regrets it.
I think she basically would let Peter hit. Like, I think she would sleep with Peter, but I don't think she's not trying to mess her credit up again. She's just
She's still doing business with him, guys. What do you mean?
25%. She's not putting any, you know, she's trying to sleep to get more percentage. She don't even want to put in more money. So I think she's trying.
Well, at the end of the day, though, you know, they've really talked about how they really loved each other and that they supported each other. But at the end of the day, they both have issues. And one of them is Cynthia having an issue, doesn't really know how to be married. She's always been the single gal. Mm. She's always been the bread maker.
Right.
So she didn't really know how to be a wife and be that subservient and be kind of like... Peter wanted someone... He wanted a wifey. Right. And what he got was an equal partner, which is totally on board in 2017, but... You know what I mean? When you marry the top model,
what he was thinking.
She was more than equal. She was the boss.
Yeah, she's a bread maker.
She's a beta, and she.
Well, Peter knows what's up because he said, "Tell William I said hi," so he knows what is going on.
That was funny.
She was real adamant on saying he wasn't her boyfriend either. I was like, "Girl, just sleep with Peter and call it a day." Like, I know we get what you're doing. Exactly.
But when you've been divorced and when you've been married, the labels are super important, and you don't want to be attached to labels like that. You know?
Yeah.
I'm single right now. I don't want everyone to know that I got a boyfriend. You know what I mean? Or a man. Like, I'm free still.
I don't know. They're still following each other on social media. When I break up with my boo, it's over. Block. Delete.
Okay. No.
I need to see how fabulous I am without you, boo.
Oh, he's going to look from a fake page, but block on the real page.
And I do find out when you look from a fake page. I'm like, who is this? You know when it's a ghost follower or a fake page. I'm like, you have no photos. You have two followers.
This is Peter.
And you follow me and all my friends. Yeah. I know what you're doing.
Like, Uncle Ben 67, I wonder who this could possibly be. Peter.
Exactly.
Well, we move on to some family time, and Candy is giving some love to her kids. I mean, start off with baby Ace taking a swim class.
Oh my God, so cute.
He's a cutie.
I was very surprised that they were just trying to throw him in the water so quickly.
I know.
Well, when you have a pool 3 steps away or whatever, isn't there a pool indoor? Like, he does need to know how to swim.
It's a safety precaution. I would say at least they got an instructor.
I would be scared.
Yeah.
At least they got an instructor. I remember my grandma just threw me in the pool.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm traumatized because that's how I learned how to swim.
I feel like that's how a lot of us learn.
My family threw me in.
Exactly. Yeah. Sink or swim.
When you don't come back after, like, okay, let's go get her.
Don't they say babies, like, know how to swim automatically?
Like, when they first come out, I think, Well, can I just say this? Like, I'm super loving Candy and Todd. Like, I'm really liking the relationship. I was never one that was super all about it. I've always liked them, but I really feel like it's real and we're really showing it now, especially now that they've had a baby and you saw the little interactions. Like, I was really digging it.
Well, I think it's dope how, like, involved Todd. I love, like, that where one can't meet the certain criteria, the other one is happy to step in. Like, Candy's obviously doing her thing with Escape and whatnot now, so Todd has no problem, and Todd's man enough to take full control as, like, dad, you know? And I don't know. I just think they're really cute. I feel like they have, like, they seem like
good
best
balance.
Friends.
Good balance.
Yeah, they have a good balance.
They have a cute, like, you know, dynamic going on there.
Yes, they do. And it's all about the family right now, so that's why we move on to Sheree and the epic talk. The talk that we have been literally waiting for.
Waiting for.
Not just this season, since last season,
right.
Since Sheree really revealed in detail, because we've always known they've had problems and it got physical and it was emotional and there was a lot of verbal abuse. But last year when they were on the trip, it was really confirmed that Bob had went there physically. He choked her. he made her feel scared. I mean, we were really uncomfortable watching. Yeah, I was scared watching it.
It was
definitely something that made us look at him differently, because he was always the jokester. He was always one that we rooted for. Secretly, at the end of the day, we kind of wanted them to get back together. But after that episode, it really shifted everything. And it made us kind of root for Sheree. And this is now her storyline. Mm. This is now her new thing. She's kind of an advocate, an ambassador, so you will. But the first thing in order is to reveal the truth, and it's with your own family. I thought it was a little awkward and a little weird the way she approached it. I felt like at first her kids weren't giving her anything.
I wasn't sure what they were going to actually, how they were going to actually respond, because they were kind of just looking at the camera crazy. It was and the way she approached it, like, well, I know you read on the blogs. Well, then why have we been waiting for three seasons for
read on the blogs? Like, they're your kids. Yeah. I think they were there.
I think they were kind of standoffish, because I mean, there's cameras. Like, I don't know. I feel like if my family was having some sort of serious conversation, I know some of my siblings, like, aren't the most, like, I'm okay with being in front of the cameras. My siblings are not. Yeah. And so, like, I can only imagine, like, if we had to have a conversation like that, like, they probably aren't the most comfortable in front of the camera, and probably don't want to have to, like, talk about their dad beating their mom on camera. Yeah. And as far as...
Right, but they could reshoot it. I don't know. But
well,
they
it looked like they weren't completely in the dark, because the girls brought up.
Yeah. And what was interesting, too, was I felt like Cairo didn't really say too much, because part of it does come down to, if they didn't really know it, or she kept it from them or whatever, then, you know, the one daughter said she, Kylie or whatever, she drove off. But Cairo was just kind of like, I don't know. So that I kind of had a funny feeling about him. Like, is he doubting Sheree?
I mean, he really is the youngest one. Maybe he doesn't remember. Maybe he was in the dark.
And every family has secrets. So, you know,
he's 21. Yeah. She said this happened 10 years ago. So he was about 11. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if he maybe didn't, because
he's repressed. Maybe it's repressed.
And he's the only boy. That's his dad. So that they may have a different bond.
Yeah, I would say, as someone who's been in a situation where their parents were going through it or whatever, and I was around that age, you know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though you're young, like, you kind of have an idea of what's going on. So I think he knew, and I think, I mean, I remember being upset, thinking, like, why didn't you just leave, you know? So maybe that was something he was thinking. I don't know. I mean, there's honestly so many different, like, ways you could feel about it. And I think we can't really tell these, like, you know.
Well, he was upset. You could tell.
Yeah, you could tell he was upset. Yeah.
And he did not want to talk about it.
Yeah, right. He didn't say anything. So it wasn't clear if he was, you know. He was
the girls
just,
were more
the girls
vocal.
Were more yeah. vocal, more like, we support your mom. He was kind of like, I don't know.
They're going to take up for their mom. You know what I mean?
And he's not super vocal in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. About things.
I loved how they let her have her moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even if it was really hard for Sheree to get it off her chest, she said it in her own Sheree way. Mm-hmm. But the kids gave her something. You know, they were like, Mom, you're Wonder Woman to us. Like, I don't know what happened, but to us, you're Wonder Woman. Right. So, and Sheree took that, because that's right. what she said to her life coach. She said, they recognize the sacrifices I made.
Mm, yes.
Which was really nice. Like, I mean, we've been watching this for a long time, and we really root for the families, and we get to know these people, we get invested, the families. I'm glad that Sheree had her moment with the talk. I wish it would have been a little less awkward and a little bit more vocal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But exactly. This is the first time they're speaking on it, and they all look good, and they're all doing good in their life. So she did make that sacrifice, not in vain. They're all seeming to be, like, really smart people.
Yes. Yeah, the girls going to college.
Yeah.
HU, Howard. I went to Howard, so go Bison. So, yeah.
There we go. We got some alumni in the house.
Yes.
Cairo's at Morehouse. I dealt with a lot of boys from Morehouse, so.
Oh, really?
I went to Georgia State, you know.
Okay.
Right next door.
All right.
I wish it would have given us a little bit more of the scene. You know what I mean? I really wanted to feel it.
Yeah.
But it was good. And the family theme continues, because we move right into Riley looking absolutely beautiful.
Like,
totally
candy
grown.
Twin.
Yeah, she's out of the little preteen phase. She's like...
Liked her eyebrows.
And yeah, hairline.
Thank God, I'm going to say, in a nice way. But yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, she looks... She's so cute now. She's
Wait,
so
what did
cute.
You say?
I said, she thank God, in a nice way.
Yeah, no,
but
no.
Yeah, because she has some rough years. I'm just going to say.
She was super awkward.
Preteen. Yeah,
she's still a little awkward, but... Yeah.
Did we all not have that phase?
I looked rough as hell.
I mean, I did, too.
Trust
I'm not
me.
Saying I didn't. I'm not Ooh, saying Lord. I didn't at all.
25, I still have my...
awkward stage.
Exactly. I had a rough fourth day grade through Wednesday.
Seventh grade. Mm-mm, don't look at those pictures.
Yeah.
Well, Riley is not only just beautiful, but she has some opinions. And Candy's trying to tell her, look, I know I'm on a tour with Escape and it's been a little crazy, but I'm really trying to make family time. And Riley's looking at her like, really?
Interesting.
Exactly. But what time you cancel?
What teenager wants to be with their mom, though? Like, I don't know if I wanted to be my mom at all.
Well, what if your mom is cool and she's on a...
Well, maybe that's the difference. My mom was like, go eat your vegetables. I'm like...
This mom's on television. She's on tour.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah, well, I mean, Riley doesn't have that kind of bone in her body, though. I could feel it. Like, she doesn't have that showmanship bone where she's like, no, I need to be there. I want to be on camera. I want to, you know, she's just like, my mom, that's her thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And I love that she's kind of like under the radar. She's like, yeah, I got a single and everything, but she's not really aggressive. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like her a lot. But I think she just wants, I mean, that's the thing. If your mom is like never there, then you do miss them. You know? You don't need to see them all the time, but yeah, you do miss them over time.
She was trying it a little bit, though, with her mom. Like, because you can tell it is something that really bothers Candy. And
she's been saying it a lot.
And you can tell that Candy's really doing what she can to, like, come home and, like, spend time and stuff like that.
Right.
But I just thought it was funny because Riley's, like, such a teenager. She's just, like, just attitude out the wazoo. And I just think it's so funny because I was like, dang, she's really trying her. And I was like, I think I was kind of like that, though. that is a fair attitude.
Well, she gets it from her mother.
I was going to say, she gets it honest. Gets it from her
mother. And we move on right to Lake Bailey.
Lake Bailey.
Where Cynthia's going on a date with Will. And he sends her a car.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Right?
Yeah, I loved him off the bat. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Totally cute. Very well mannered. Nice. And like Todd said, he's looking for love.
Yes.
He's looking for love. So what if he was on the show? I would be a little cautious.
Yeah.
Candy cautious. Because Candy's like, you know, we've grown up in the public eye. I've seen this before.
Yeah.
And I put Todd through the ringer. Now it's your turn.
Now Mama Joyce put
Todd
through
the ringer. That was so funny. Everybody put Todd through the ringer. Because they tagged Todd.
I'm like, if we want Will to survive, let's give him a little Mama Joyce interrogation.
True. Exactly.
Well, Candy and Todd did come kind of like, well, more so Candy came pretty hardcore. But I do kind of get it because while I am all for the looking for love thing, like you're looking for love on TV, like there's Tinder. Boo.
Tinder's worse.
And Bumble and Mm-mm. Hinge and Soul Swipe and...
Oh, girl, you know all of them.
Right? Where are you a member of?
I'm still single, so it's really not working.
If you
want
to know anything about the apps, Drew has the 411.
But I'm just saying, there's
Stay
a lot...
Woke, ladies and gentlemen.
There's
Stay
a lot
woke.
Of them that you could, like... There's a lot of different ways to meet people. So I would understand why she's a little sus about him looking for love through Steve Harvey.
Yeah. I like that she was giving him a little bit. Even Todd was like, oh, bring
it up
Peter.
Because even Steve Harvey had a website as opposed to being on the show. So I think part of it is, okay, are you looking for love? Or are you looking for publicity?
Yeah, exactly.
TV? And that's a different thing.
Exactly.
Which I think.
And he looks oddly familiar, doesn't he?
He does.
I know.
Yeah. What else has he been?
We're going to find it.
We're going to find you, boo-boo.
Yes, we're going to find
you. If y'all know, like, tell us in the comments. Because every time he comes on screen, I'm like,
exactly.
He was cute, though, y'all.
He's so fine.
Yeah. And Haley, yeah, that's, I don't know what he was wearing in that Steve Harvey episode.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a decoy. You remember those decoys they had on Mari?
Yeah.
I think he was a decoy.
I think he was somebody who, like, pretended to be ugly to see how the person is going to
treat
him.
Well, that decoy was, like, the most obvious weird.
Yeah,
I would have been like, who is this guy with prosthetic mustache?
Yeah, I was like, whose hairline is like that?
Yeah, the fake ball hair or whatever. I was like, oh, stop.
Yeah, that was really strange. And I was all about that. Another thing that stuck out. How Todd was calling him a square. I'm like, how are you calling him a square?
Wait, isn't Todd from Brooklyn? Todd is all about his Timberlands and trying to halfway be short and hood, I think.
Todd is Mr. Dad, and he cannot talk about anybody Mr. being corny, Dad. Right? Like,
we're one step away from
short
seeing him
and hood.
In like an apron.
But no, but in all seriousness, Todd to his dying day is Team Peter and Team Apollo. I don't care who anybody else dates.
And I kind of love that.
Me too. I'm like, that's
funny.
It's your boys.
It's
ride or die. So I like it.
Because Peter and Apollo are trash, but it is
right,
amazing.
Right.
That you're so down.
But Todd's like,
Greg's in the background.
Exactly.
Greg.
You seen that shot of Greg? They're all talking. Greg's just looking like, I'm just trying to breathe.
Right. I will survive.
I'm glad he made it at the hospital, guys.
I love Greg. He's in the
Well, something that really surprised me and I really got a thrill of is Cynthia admitting she has an L.A. booty call. Hey. We got hoes in different area codes.
Hey. Okay. 50 Cent, 50 Cent.
And those cockroaches are in Georgia, let me tell you.
Everyone knows who is she sleeping with in Los Angeles. Like, I'm kind of curious. Do we know who this person is?
I don't know.
That's another thing we need to know.
Maybe he's watching. Join us on the after show.
Exactly.
I appreciate that she has, like, her little, like, she has Will, her little man piece. But she's not willing to put out yet. So she's like, I'm just going to go get me some real quick.
Right, but she's like 50. You can't be adding random bodies. So you got to just keep with the old ones. And then until you are all the way sure. You don't need to add extra bodies.
When
you're 50.
Look like that, you get to break rules. You get to do what you want to do.
Thank you. Once you turn 50, you start counting in the other direction. It's go for broke.
She does have a new attitude. Yeah. Hopefully she loosens up a little bit.
I like to think every time you get divorced, your body count disappears and you get a new body count.
Exactly.
I'm going to make that rule up. I'm not divorced. Or at least at 50.
I mean, at 50 for sure. Because, like, at 50, why should you still be counting? You know what I'm saying? Just enjoy your life, girl.
Yeah. You don't know if tomorrow's coming. No, exactly. I'm just kidding. 50's not that old. 50's not that old.
50's not that old.
My mom's about to call me. Like,
to have a good time.
Well, you know what? Whatever they are, they want a big boat because they talked about it.
Yeah.
They talked about the big boat. They talked about sexual chemistry.
And they zoomed in on Will's
hands. I'm gonna look at every man's hand that did all the conversations.
I thought it was so shady.
I thought it was like 13, size 13 or something.
I always thought you looked at their feet.
But I've heard hands too.
I'm looking at everything now.
That is not true, okay? Let me just tell you.
Wait, we looking at your hands right now.
You're looking at my hands. Let me just tell you guys.
His hands are thicker than a snickle.
Let me just tell you guys, I've done the rounds, and I've done the legwork. I can tell you, it might be a myth.
Well, his hands were looking kind of thick, so she might be in a good situation.
At least she's open-minded. Mm-hmm. I'm open-minded.
Well, I would just say, ask him to let you see it. Like, why just put it out there?
Hey, it might be like a flirtatious, like, it might even turn him on. He might be a voyeur. He might want to show it off, exhibitionist or something.
It works for me, trust me.
Well, let me tell you who it's not working for. Porsha and Mr. Clean. Whew. Oh, my God.
They tried you.
Can I just tell
those
you?
Those matchmakers. Ugh.
When she walked in, saw him, and turned around, I died laughing.
That was
honestly,
so
who's
crazy.
Been there, done that?
I don't do blind dates.
I've done them before. I've given people a chance.
I give people a chance.
One of them was really good, but it just ended up being like a one-time episode. And then the other one was just really bad and horrible and nothing happened.
Yeah.
It's like I only have two experiences.
Yeah, I did a blind date and unfortunately, he was a vegan and that was like totally not working.
What's wrong with vegan?
Well, Porsche's a
They're
vegan.
Okay if you're not at dinner with them because then they look at you crazy when you want to eat your ribs or something. So
That's true. I need to have my meat. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Well, Porsche's date is messy. He said I like to be messy, but only at home.
I was going
to
say, she got so excited. I said, girl, you know that this man does not know what that term of messy means.
Right.
That was so funny.
He doesn't read people, Porsha. Here's a heads up.
He reads books, right. Girl.
She's like, oh, well, I look like you when I get home. I took my hair off.
My gosh. That was so funny. That was a good joke. He didn't get it. He was confused. Just like he said, oh, yeah, you got a great catch tonight. And she was just looking like, ugh.
I know. He was really, like, feeling himself. And I was like,
I thought he was being funny, but she didn't really catch it. And then at the end, what did he say at the end? And she was like, is that a joke? And he was looking like, no.
He's like, maybe. She goes, now that we got some alcohol, he's like, yeah, maybe you can loosen up. And she's
like,
I know, but just the truth, she was kind of uptight. And then he was looking like, really, is that your mom texting you? Like, he already knew how she was getting
down.
Yeah,
and that was totally ridiculous for her to be like, maybe 30 minutes.
Right. Like, that was just rude and trifling.
I'd have been like, well, then we're splitting the bill.
I know, exactly.
How about that? Cash me outside.
Exactly.
Split this bill. How about that?
Well, they only had one drink, so that wouldn't be much.
Yeah, that was
sake bottle.
And then he was like, what a great evening. I'm like, brother, it's over.
He was trying to be nice, really. Because he was like,
the valet.
He's like, exactly.
But she said, the matchmaker was like, he's wearing a blazer and jeans.
She was like, jeans?
Well, first of all, what's wrong with jeans? Because right. I love jeans.
And how nice is the restaurant? Like, it depends on where you're going.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want? Slacks?
Thank you.
Where and does going? It matter what the guy wears anyway? Like,
well, it kind of
does matter. It does matter. Yes, it does.
But if he's wearing a blazer, that means he's cash but fancy.
Yeah, yeah. And it depends on where you're going, too. Because it's like, if you're going to a taco joint, yeah, don't come up in there all
and I
in
like
a
to
suit
mix it up.
Yeah.
Well, she was riding her Wraith. She wants somebody fancy.
She don't know what she wants.
She doesn't know what she wants. All I know is I want that sunroof in her car with the little lights. Super chic. Oh, yeah. Chic. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Super nice.
So right. 300,000.
I loved her
that
little
YSL bag.
YSL bag. Mm. I peeped that. That was
she
nice.
She was doing it.
Is Destination paying that good?
I guess so. Okay. Because she talked
if
about that
Bravo
was her main
is.
Income. She wasn't like... Well, I do Dish Nation, and obviously
and
I'm a...
Right.
Wait, you know how Marlo gets her money, so we don't know.
Well, Marlo gets her money by going on dates and co-starring occasionally on The Real Housewives.
I need Marlo to put me on to what kind of date she's going to.
But I heard she's like a total expert of the white man. She lands those white men. She traps them.
Yeah, and it's old white men, really. I think that's what I've heard, too. Old
she's
white
Crocodile
guys.
Dundee.
I love me some old white guys.
Get her on the show. I need some tips.
I've been saying Marlo needs a piece. Especially this season with the bun. Ooh.
Yeah, Marlo's
I'm here for
season.
It.
And we're concluding her. With Sheree talking to the life coach. But first, the very thing that opens up with Sheree, no one really even talked about it. No one tweeted about it. There was a cockroach, and she was trying to step on it.
Yes.
Which proves that it doesn't matter if you have a beautiful house. Georgia has cockroaches.
They really do.
They
everywhere.
Really do. Everywhere. And so stop hating on Nene and her roaches.
Okay.
Someone who lived in Atlanta for a minute.
Brielle, shut
they
up.
They are everywhere.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, you
they're
could...
everywhere in the South.
I'm from Memphis. They're not everywhere.
Okay, well, they're in New York City. They run New York City for sure. So we can't
rats
just
in
the
New
South.
York.
It's not
first
just
of all,
the South.
So I was at the most... Places. Well, it's like a world-famous restaurant in New Orleans. I don't want to say the name. Something Palace. But it's, like, super fancy, and it's been there for, like, over 100 years, and it was one of my bucket lists, and I've seen all sorts of chefs, Anthony Bourdain, everyone
right.
go there. And I walked in, and it was, like, the most beautiful ambiance, Southern hospitality to the T, gorgeous everything. There was a cockroach on the wall. When we were eating, because it was raining outside, and the guy was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. Like, when it rains, they come inside, like, they're trying to get away from the water. It's like a water roach. It didn't matter. Like, the people that I was with, they could not get past it. They sent us everything on the dessert list, and we were totally polite, and we tipped amazing, but I just can't do cockroaches.
What was their rating? Like, the restaurant rating?
It was definitely 5-star, but I mean, I don't think everyone experienced what we did. I think that was a once, I don't know.
Yeah, roaches are a little
the
bit.
The point is they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
I'm not saying like that they're consistently in your house, but I'm saying it's not like a shocker to like come across one often.
Especially
somewhere
on
out.
The balcony. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then could you step on it, please, really?
I remember walking around Georgia State campus. They were everywhere. I was like, we need to do something.
Yeah, and Joshua R. in the live chat, we know Portia skipped geography, she skipped history, she skipped math class.
She skipped English, girl.
The only class she didn't skip was driving class and talking class.
So how did she graduate? Oh,
I don't know what she did, but Sheree is letting everyone know she's real serious. She took a phone call in the middle of her meeting with her life coach, and didn't it look like he was listening?
Well, first of all,
I
it's rude.
No, it's totally
you pay me
rude.
By the hour. I'm only supposed to be here an hour, and now you're taking calls.
Well,
like,
if you pay me by the hour,
good
go ahead and take a call.
I'm like, that's just rude. That's rude.
But I think he needs to check her a little more. Like, you're dating a prison bae? Come on.
Cherish the love you have, girl.
He did a little bit, though, because he's like, don't you think this is like a fantasy? And she, like, was like, yikes.
I know.
I mean, guys in jail, Sheree, really, they tell you what you want to hear, boo. Don't listen to
him. He loves her. He loves her.
Baby,
he loves
her.
They just pass the time away.
Inmate.com.
That jail talk is dangerous, girl.
That's it.
Oh, man. Well, he doesn't approve.
He's a con artist.
And we got a shot of the dog, which means the dog doesn't approve either.
The dog rolled his eyes like,
Bravo
really,
is so
girl.
Bravo, shady.
Bravo producers need a raise because they are, like... The
Shay Queen.
They're the best housewife on the show, in my opinion.
They're pulling it together.
Sheree said he'll be out either like really soon or 4 more years? Yeah. Like, girl, that's a long time.
That's how it works. You're up for probation. Either you get it or you don't.
Is she paying for the lawyer, though? Is she paying for the lawyer?
That's a good question.
Oh, man. Well, this was a really good episode. Sheree gave us to his all. Like, there was no holding back with the families and the prison bay, and it's going to get juicier, it looks like.
I love that she talked to him. And, you know, as we noticed, we could hear him on the phone, although we ain't never heard Mark. Okay. We could just heard voice.
I wonder what he thinks. He's telling the boys, oh, yeah, I'm on Real Housewives of Atlanta right now.
Nothing but time on his hands. Exactly. He's going to sign on the dotted line.
Exactly.
He's doing nothing but push up.
Kenya's husband won't even make a call.
You think he's getting money, like, to his commissary?
Yeah. They give him Twinkies.
Andy Cohen's like, I'm going to give you shrimp flavored ramen if you just call Sheree real quick.
Well, he did say, do you have any fear? And she said, no. She is fearless, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We're moving on to news and gossip.
Yes.
Ooh, what's going on, y'all?
Gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
True. Right,
so Kenya's been going around on a couple different shows. She's on the Wendy Williams show. She's been doing a bunch of different interviews. And people have been asking her if she's pregnant because we saw the photos of her in
Barbados.
And apparently there's like a fertility clinic there. And, you know, everyone's been wondering. And she's like, weird. She's kind of pulling a Kardashian. She's like, not answering the question.
She's
but
being
it's,
annoying. She's
but it's
being
making
vague.
It sound like.
Did we see her stomach or something? What's going
she
on?
Looks normal.
No, she looks fine. But I mean, I know people who didn't show until they're like five.
So why can't she go to Barbados?
No, she was there for a fertility. Like they went purposely for the fertility clinic.
Oh, okay.
And now there's rumors that she's pregnant, and but she won't confirm.
Okay. Yeah, and so she, she's saying she's hopeful within the year that they'll have one running around. And then, so Wendy Williams flat out asked her, and she said, I'll say when I'm able to say. We've been very upfront about wanting kids together. And so Wendy asked her, so you're not pregnant right now, but you're really trying. And Kenya's response was, I am not saying either way, but when I am ready to say, I will tell the world.
If you're screwing, you're trying. And you're married. So, I mean, you're not supposed to announce it until after the first trimester.
I was going
to
say, like 3 months, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what she's waiting for. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Because she's older. She's like 40-something.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just... I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just feel like it's just easy to say no. Like, no. Until you're ready to... Just now.
Yeah. Erica, what do you got for us, babe?
Again, Kim is tweeting about someone being fired, although now she's not exactly naming Kenya Moore. She just tweeted a few days ago that someone lost their peach. Poof. So, you know, so she's like, stay tuned. So, well, actually, I think she's supposed to definitely be coming back. And then I think in somewhere else, Kenya tweeted that... that radar, you know, that people are selling lies on her and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Kenya denied it. That was my news. So
we'll see.
Kenya's denying it. Several sources have been reporting that she's fired, and she says that Kim is the source of all those rumors, and she's denying it. So she said she's denying that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, like last week we were talking about, or maybe it was the week before. Portia had told a couple reporters that Kenya was fired. Mm. So.
Kenya's been in the press a lot lately. I actually saw a screenshot of Kenya in a wedding dress with Bravo promotion underneath, and it said, Kenya's wedding coming summer 2018.
I think really? Kenya might...
Oh. I'm not sure if it's real. You know how the internet is these days?
That's true.
Photoshop.
I'm not confirming it. It's not an exclusive. But ladies and gentlemen, we are running out of time. Oh, anything else that we want to add, gals?
I have a theory Kenya's getting a spinoff. That's just how I feel.
I love it.
Our AfterBuzz prediction right there, ladies and gentlemen.
I have a feeling.
Well, we are taking a tiny little 2-week break to celebrate the holidays and the upcoming new year. But join us January 7th, course Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Join us to give us our input. Join us on the live chat. Send us a tweet. You can find me, your main host, Leanne Castillo, on all social media platforms. At Hollywood Leanne, and check out my website. I got some good stuff coming up on the blog. Drew?
Hey guys, have a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. My name is Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
Hey folks, happy holidays and Kwanzaa and all that good stuff. And you can follow me everywhere at Erica D. Edwards, because I'm Erica Edwards.
Happy holidays, everyone. Make sure you check out my blog, conversationpiecemag.com. You can find all my social media there, but I'm mostly on IG. I love taking pictures, so follow me there. It's Conversation Piece, like a piece of cake, P-I-E-C-E. And I can't wait to see you guys in 2 weeks.
Well, welcome to the show, and we will see you guys next Sunday. Bye, After Buzz. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.